pattern of skin diseases in black Africans of Sierra Leone, West Africa. Introduction. Socially, when we use the term race or ethnicity, it often means a group of people who share language, culture, and a vague historical background. 80% of the world's population consists of individuals with pigmented skin, and for the purpose of simplicity, ethnic skin may be defined as non-Caucasian darker skin types 4, 5, and 6. People with skin of color constitute a wide range of racial and ethnic groups, including Africans, African Americans, African Caribbeans, Chinese and Japanese, Hispanics, and certain groups of fair-skinned people, example, Indians, Pakistanis, and Arabs. The skin phototype that is SPT system developed by Fitzpatrick is predicated on the reactions of vulnerability of various types of skin to sunlight and ultraviolet radiation, that is UVR. It is widely accepted in the dermatological community that an individual with an olive skin tone, also characterized as beige or lightly tanned, is classified as having type 4 skin, those with brown skin as type 5 and black skin as type 6. These skin types rarely or never burn on sun exposure and tan readily. These skin types include individuals of many racial and ethnic backgrounds, Africans, African Americans, Caribbeans, Hispanics, and Asians. Even fair-skinned persons, example Arabs, Pakistanis, and Indians, have also been classified as having types 4 and 5 skin. Darker skin differs from Caucasian skin in its reactivity and disease presentation. Ethnic differences in skin properties may explain racial disparities seen in dermatological disorders and provide insight into appropriate differences in the management of these disorders. However, these differences have not been widely investigated by objective methods, and the data are often contradictory. On the basis of available literature, so far, few definitive conclusions can, however, be made about racial and ethnic differences in skin structure, physiology, and dermatological disorders. These include differences in epidermal melanin content, melanosome dispersion, hair structure, fibroblast and mast cell size, and structure in people of color compared with fair-skinned persons. These differences could at least in part account for the lower incidence of skin cancer and the lower incidence and different presentation of photoaging in certain people of color compared with fair-skinned persons. On the other hand, a higher incidence of pigmentation disorders and certain types of alopecia in people with skin of color compared with those of other ancestry may also be explained logically. Medical and surgical therapies for diseases of skin and hair may be different in ethnic populations than in Caucasian populations. Newer treatment modalities such as lasers require knowledge of proper parameters as well as knowledge of adverse reactions on darker skin. Although some research to enhance understanding of ethnic skin has been undertaken, significant work remains to be performed in this area of ethnic skin disorders. The purpose of the study was to see the patterns of skin diseases in the eastern province of Sierra Leone and to observe the role of environmental or cultural factors in causation of dermatological disorders. Sierra Leone is located at the westmost corner of West Africa along the coastal line of the Atlantic Ocean. Patients and methods. Local black patients of all age groups belonging to eastern province Kenema of Sierra Leone presenting with any skin disorder were included. Non-black settlers in the area and UN troops were not included in the study. Majority reported from the vicinity of Kenema City in routine outdoor, and a significant number was also encountered from some distant towns of the district in 4 free medical camps. A thorough clinical history was taken from each patient with special emphasis on social customs and cultural practices being followed by the individual. After detailed physical examination, patients' lesions were photographed. Laboratory investigations, macroscopic fungal examination, x-rays, USG, hematological profiles, serological tests for syphilis, etc. were also carried out when indicated. Diagnosis of each skin disorder was made on the basis of clinical knowledge and appropriate laboratory support, and it was properly recorded for each patient along with the name, age, occupation, social background and other relevant clinical, personal and family history. Patients were managed and followed up accordingly. Data were recorded and analyzed by Microsoft Excel. Results were later compared with similar studies in population of other races. Results. A total of 2,877 patients belonging to different local tribes having a variety of skin disorders were seen during the study period. Out of a total of 2,877 patients, 2,077 were seen in routine outdoor and 800 were encountered in 4 free medical camps. Patients belonged to all ages ranging from 1 month to 73 years and both sexes. Sex ratio was almost equal, 48.7% male and 51.3% females. A vast majority were seen from very low socio-economic group, that is 96%. The most prevalent disorders seen were fungal infections, 42.3%, followed by hair disorders, 9.7%, STIs, 9.2%, acne folliculitis, 7%, parasitic infection, 6.6%, scars or keloidal disorders, 5%, and pigmentary disorders, 4.5%. Fungal infections were predominantly of superficial type and only 5 cases, that is 0.4% of deep mycosis, 3 of chromoblastomycosis and 2 of sporotrichosis were seen. Bacteria and viral infections were rare and so was the scabies. Important to note was quite common occurrence of onchodermatitis that was greater than 6% with all kinds of skin manifestations. Different categories of skin disorders along with frequency of their occurrence are shown in table / figure 1, while composition of individual groups is given in table / figures 2-3. Comparative frequency of disorders in various ethnic populations is shown in table / figure 4. Some of the peculiar and interesting diseases have also been shown in table / figures 5-15. The discussion. Black skin, that is people from Africa, Native Australians, African Americans, Caribbeans and people from other islands, is darker than Northern European and Asian skin because of the increased amount of melanin in the skin. Melanin protects the skin from sunlight, slows down the aging process and keeps black people look younger than white-skinned people. Lower incidence of all skin cancers and less pronounced photoaging in blacks are attributed to increased melanin content and melanosome distribution. If on one hand dark skin is considered a blessing as it relates to sun damage and aging, on the other hand it can become greatly problematic by triggering excess melanin resulting in dark patches or excess collagen production resulting in keloids or hypertrophic scars in reaction to skin damage as minor as a scratch or a pimple. Moreover, burns or other skin trauma may also leave hypopigmented or depigmentation areas as unwelcome reminders. In black races, cultural practices in addition to biological predispositions, that is liability of melanocytes, also contribute significantly to the increased incidence of pigmentary disorders and these disproportionately affect individuals with darker skin pigmentation. Post-inflammatory hypopigmentation is a common complication seen from numerous inflammatory diseases such as seborrheic dermatitis, pityriasis alba, atopic dermatitis, secondary syphilis, tinea versicolor, diaperdermatitis and discoid lupus. It has also been described from contact with phenolic detergents. Acne and eczema along with pigmentary disorders are generally most common disorders in the dark population, followed by alopecia and fungal infections. Alopecia is largely attributed to cultural hair grooming techniques and increased frequency of fungal infections is possibly the result of hot and humid environment. Our study supported common occurrence of these disorders, but some of our findings were strikingly different from earlier studies. We observed that fungal infections, that is 42%, outrightly surpassed all other disorders. The reason for this extreme prevalence could be the hot and humid weather during most periods of the year in Sierra Leone, that is from 9 to 10 months in a year. Although we encountered almost all types of superficial fungal infections, most common of all was tinea versicolor, as expected in a tropical and humid place like Sierra Leone. Another striking difference was high prevalence of sexually transmitted infections and onchodermatitis. Sexually transmitted infections are frequent in all poverty-driven countries of Africa, but most significant in number in our study was expected because the target population belonged to an area that was affected by a decade-long brutal civil war. Onchodermatitis constitutes a spectrum of dermatological manifestations of onchocerciasis, which is a filarial disease due to Onchocerca volvulus, and it is found endemic in the whole of West African region. Increased prevalence of this parasitic disease in our study was not a big surprise. Surprisingly, we found significantly less number of bacterial, viral and parasitic except onchodermatitis infections when we compared with the other studies. High prevalence of these infections was initially expected due to extreme poverty, overcrowded living and very low socio-economic and hygienic conditions. The explanation of this significantly less frequent infection rate may be the existence of some naturally occurring anti-infective agent in their diet, secretion of some potent antiseptic or anti-infective agent in their sweat, or the existence of some genetic factors contributing to the resistance against infection. This needs to be investigated on a wider scale. A variety of cultural practices are observed in different ethnic groups throughout the world. In our study population, we also looked for the cultural practices being followed and found various hair grooming techniques as a cause of traction alopecia, especially designed cut marks on faces, arms or back, which cause scars or keloid formation, for tribal identification and use of pomade, cause of pomade acne. Post-inflammatory hyper and hypopigmentation and scar formation were also observed secondary to coin rubbing, cupping, moxibustion and a female circumcision. Tribal identification scars and female circumcision and finding whole clinical spectrum of onchodermatitis were seen peculiar in our study population. These differences in prevalence of various skin disorders point towards significant contribution of environmental factors and cultural practices in addition to biologic or genetic factors in causation of skin diseases. The conclusion. Pattern of dermatological disorders in Black Africans of Sierra Leone is different from other regions, and these racial or ethnic differences may significantly be attributed to unique geopolitical environment and prevailing cultural practices in addition to established biological and genetic differences in causation of certain skin diseases in blacks.